Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Andrew Moore from the Nuffield Department of Anaesthetics at the University of Oxford in England tells us about the painkiller etoricoxib and the suite of Cochrane reviews being prepared for post-operative pain.
Etoricoxib is only available in the UK with a prescription. It's usually used to treat pain associated with arthritis or other musculoskeletal pains or gout. It's probably going to be licensed for acute pain in the United Kingdom in the next year or so, but it's already available for acute pain in many other parts of the world. Our Cochrane review was limited to acute pain because different painful conditions just can't be lumped together. They're all quite different. Now, what we found was that at the standard oral dose of 120 milligrams, 8 out of 10 people with established, moderate or severe post-operative pain had high levels of pain relief with etoricoxib, compared with just 1 out of 10 with placebo. That's about as good as it gets. Some years ago, when we'd been doing systematic reviews in pain for a little while, we took our results to nurses who actually treat post-operative pain and said, well, how can we use these results and explain them to them so that they could take them and put them into practice on the wards? And what they told us was that they wanted to know how long the analgesic effect of drugs lasted, because post-operative wards are busy places, and while we already have effective analgesics, it was not always possible to deliver them effectively. So what we did was we went back, and for all of the reviews that we're now doing, we've reporting the time taken for half of the participants in the trials to ask for more pain medicine. Now for etoricoxib, that's 20 hours. And that compares with just 2 hours for placebo and about 4 to 6 hours for ibuprofen, which is the standard analgesic. This review is only the latest in a series of similar reviews that we're doing. And our aim is that by early 2010 or thereabouts, to have information on all the oral and indeed most of the intravenous drugs available for acute pain. So this review should be viewed just as a brick in the wall. And the real product is going to be the wall itself. So watch this space.
You can read the etoricoxib review and find the other Cochrane reviews of pain relief mentioned by Andrew at www.cochrane.org.